This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting about $16 million in a nationwide settlement with Johnson & Johnson over harmful baby powder. State prosecutors around the country say the company knew the talc in its baby powder could cause cancer. Attorney General Josh Call did not say exactly how the money will be used. Former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao faces a disciplinary hearing today. He was fired as chancellor in late December for making pornographic videos and posting them online. Now, Gao is fighting to save his job as a communications professor. He maintains he did nothing wrong. Donald Trump singing Milwaukee's praises at a campaign stop in Racine yesterday after calling Milwaukee a horrible city last week.
They say, oh, he doesn't like Milwaukee. I love Milwaukee. I said, you got to fix the crime. We all know that. You got to make sure the election's honest. But I'm the one that picked Milwaukee.
The Milwaukee crime rate actually fell last year. The Republican National Convention is in about a month. The idea that non-citizens get to vote for president is not only untrue, but good government groups say falsehoods like that plant dangerous seeds of doubt about American elections.
Non-citizens are already not legally allowed to vote in federal elections. This has been the case through American history, and it was codified into American law in 1996.
David Becker is with the Center for Election Innovation and Research. Today is Juneteenth, which marks the day in 1865 when the last enslaved people in the United States were told they were free. The Juneteenth flag flies over the Wisconsin Capitol in Madison today until sunset. A ceremony yesterday marked the progress Black Americans have made and the challenges they still face. Summer in Wisconsin means county fairs. This year, cattle need to be tested and cleared for bird flu before being shown. Bird flu has turned up in dairy cows in other states, but so far, not Wisconsin. Public health officials say it's an opportunity for farmers to sharpen their safety practices. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Organizations in our area have received grants to address social isolation. The Department of Health Services awarded 37 grants across the state to address social isolation in communities. Social connection can help reduce the risk of chronic disease and serious illness. Organizations in Wood, Portage, and Marathon counties receiving the grants include the Marshfield Area United Way, Mid-State Independent Living Choices, the ODC, the ADRC of Portage County, and the Hmong American Center. These grants are intended to help fight loneliness and make communities more livable for older adults and people with disabilities. There's a Veterans Expo and PACT Act event happening next week. It's on Wednesday, June 26th at Crossview Church. Find out about resources and benefits from 9 to 2 at 1000 East Riverview Expressway in Wisconsin Rapids. There's a new way to handle AFib, or heart rhythm disorders, and Aspirus Heart Care is one of the first in the region to use it. It's called pulse field ablation, or PFA.
Pulse field ablation basically delivers high energy at very high frequency and very short duration that does not result in heating or cooling of the tissue. So there is really no collateral damage.
That's Aspirus cardiac electrophysiologist Ronnie Ortiz, MD. He said this method is safer than any other method currently in use.
Safer than any other ablation modality. Safety is paramount here. Patients finish less anesthesia time, they finish quicker, and they recover faster.
Early diagnosis and treatment can prevent many of the complications and risks associated with AFib, so people affected can still live active lives. The Mid-State Technical College Board Appointment Committee will meet at 5 p.m. tonight. They're responsible for appointing members to the Mid-State District Board of Directors. They'll meet in room A223 on the Wisconsin Rapids campus and virtually via Microsoft Teams. You can join the WFHR team for our virtual town hall meeting tonight at 6 p.m. We'll be talking about our upcoming newsletter, and we want your input. Visit WFHR.com/newsletter to sign up. The Southwood County Allied Veterans Council will be recovering the American flags from the headstones of veterans this Saturday, June 22nd at 10 a.m. They're asking for help from the community to recover the flags. They'll start at the Forest Hill Mausoleum and work through the Forest Hill, Calvary, and Rest Lawn cemeteries until all flags have been retrieved. Recovery time should last no more than 2 hours. That's this Saturday at 10 a.m. It's too early to tell if the Canadian wildfires are going to be as much of an issue this summer as they were last year. However, there are ways you can prepare to protect yourself if we again have intense episodes of orange skies and the persistent smell of smoke. The Wausau Pilot and Review reports it's important to check air quality information before spending time outdoors. If you notice you're coughing or short of breath, you'll need to take it easy or head inside. This is especially true for those in sensitive groups, such as the elderly, young children, or people with heart and lung issues or ailments. You should also protect your indoor air quality. If you don't have air conditioning, you can create a homemade air purifier using a box fan and a furnace filter. The DNR has a webpage dedicated to air quality resources. You can find out more by visiting dnr.wisconsin.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Marquette to play the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles will host the Wisconsin Badgers in men's college basketball, the oldest rivalry in the state. The game is set for Saturday, December 7th at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. The two teams have faced each other every year since 1958. Baseball tonight, the Brewers play the Angels for the rubber match in their three-game series, the Crew winning last night 6-3. And we learned that Willie Mays died at the age of 93. Mays once hit 4 home runs in a game, April 1960, against the Milwaukee Braves at County Stadium, the Brewers' Pat Murphy.
That's my childhood. You know, my childhood is thinking about the guys I pulled for, you know what I mean? The guys that I, you know, like growing up, you know, I'd be in the backyard and my brothers, we were from New York, so my brothers, one brother would be the Yankees, the other brother would be the Red Sox, and I'd be the Dodgers or the Giants. And if I was the Giants, I was Willie Mays. And yeah, you know, what an icon in our game, you know, just a tremendous ball player. And, you know.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The show must go on after some healing. IndieWire is reporting that shortly after Ian McKellen was told to break a leg, he exited stage left and fell. The 85-year-old is expected to make a full recovery because luckily there was a doctor in the house who tended to the actor. If I had worked one more theater cliche into this bit, I would have set a record. There's no business like show business. Mic drop. It appears there is still bad blood between Dancing with the Stars and former host Tom Bergeron. Bergeron was let go in 2020 after expressing his disapproval when former Trump press secretary Sean Spicer became a contestant. He said he would have disapproved if there was a Democrat cast as well. His passion for only letting apolitical people dance competitively on color television led to his firing. When Bergeron found out the producer who canned him was also let go in 2022, Tommy B tweeted, "Karma's a b-. I think the only appropriate way to settle this dispute is with a dance-off. 5, 6, 7, 8. Francis Ford Coppola's Megalopolis has found a distribution partner and will hit U.S. theaters this fall. The 5-time Oscar winner invested $120 million of his own money for his passion project, according to the Los Angeles Times. The film screened at the Cannes Film Festival, where critics responded favorably. The cast of Megalopolis includes Adam Driver, Lawrence Fishburne, Aubrey Plaza, and Giancarlo Esposito. Megalopolis opens September 27th. The relatively squeaky clean image of Justin Timberlake just took a hit. The pop star and actor was cited for a DWI and a few other moving violations while driving in the Hamptons after leaving a friend's party. Timberlake reportedly refused to take a field sobriety test initially, then told one of the police officers that this was going to ruin the tour. The police did say Timberlake was a total gentleman, but had no choice but to cite him when they asked him to walk a straight line and he wasn't in sync. Hi-oh! Woody Harrelson was in a motorcycle accident recently while driving to Conan O'Brien's podcast, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, where he was to appear with Ted Danson. O'Brien addressed the bandage on Harrelson's hand. During the broadcast, Harrelson told O'Brien about his accident and said it's a good thing he wore a helmet because he flew over his handlebars and hit his head when he crashed into a Tesla. Instead of going to an actual doctor, Woody drove to the set where pretend Dr. Becker bandaged him up. Throughout the interview, listeners learned that hazing was alive and well on the set of Cheers. Danson says most of the actors were in their 30s, and young Buck Harrelson was 24 when he joined the cast. In an effort to show Harrelson the pecking order, Danson said he and his castmates tried to kick Harrelson's butt, first with physical activity, but Harrelson beat them all in basketball, leg wrestling, and arm wrestling. When they switched to more cerebral methods, Harrelson beat them at chess, too. Who would have thought a humble guy from Indiana could outsmart Hollywood actors? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, showers, maybe some thunder, and a low of 58. Partly sunny, 75 on Thursday with scattered showers. Showers and storms Thursday night, a low of 59. Mostly cloudy and 78 on your Friday.
Right now, 71 degrees.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.